Since pollsters tell us most people hate Congress, there is no market for stories that reflect well on it. And that must be why almost nobody covered the passage of this bill last week.
I rise to urge my colleagues to support Senate Amendment to H.R. 4194, the Government Report Eliminations Act of 2014.
The Government Report Eliminations Act of 2014. You see, one of the things Congress does when it passes a law is that it requires annual reports on how that law is working. And over the years, this list has grown until now, according to the Washington Post, Congress has assigned itself an annual reading list of 4,291 reports on every aspect of the government. Imagine how smart the members must be by now. Except, it turns out that many of these reports go unread. They're unopened. They remain in the original wrapper. Now, why nobody would want to read the annual report on dog and cat fur protection, I can't say. But in 2012, the Obama administration put out a list of 269 of these reports that could be safely eliminated, 6% of the total. After 2 years, Congress pared that down to 48 reports, or 1% of the total, and last week, in a dramatic eruption of bipartisanship, that bill passed unanimously, which means that the annual report on the prohibition of dog and cat fur imports, which was keeping 15 staffers busy for 3 months out of the year, will cease publication, as will the annual report on America's peanut acreage, although I'm sure you can find used copies on Amazon. But what's more important, it brought Republican Daryl Issa to the floor to actually compliment the White House for setting a positive tone.
Lastly, I'd like to thank this administration. This is one area in which they concurred with us and helped all along the way to try to include as many pieces, as many reports as they could in this piece of legislation.
And with Congress finally coming together to eliminate fully 1% of the paperwork it's imposed on itself, I ask you, can a compromise on immigration reform be far behind?